bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, I don't smoke, but he...
Do.
And he'd say, I don't know whether he did that or not, but people...
Say he do.
And say if the boy was spending a lot of time with the girl, like he kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, he'd say that he was...
Liking her.
Huh?
Like in love with her.
Uh-huh. What do people used to say?
I don't know what they used to say.
Did you ever hear courting or sparking?
Yeah, said he was courting.
Do you hear that now?
Mm-mm.
He would be called her...
Boyfriend.
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Kissing the girl.
And... When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Quit him.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Quit him.
But she didn't quit him, you said. They went ahead and got...
Married.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the...
Bride.
Or the boy that stands up with the groom.
He's the best man.
And who's with the bride?
The, they call the girl the waitman. She's the waitman, and they have a supply of girls. I was at a big wedding about a month ago. All that went on.
Do you remember hearing about a long time ago, the people in the community would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise, like beat on pans and fire off rifles. Do you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
Mm-mm.
How would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Shreveport?
I don't know the answer to that.
Would you say up in Shreveport or over to Shreveport or...
No, you wouldn't say up and either over. You say in Shreveport.
Okay. What if you're talking about New Orleans?
We went to New Orleans.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
Lots of them.
Or the what?
Oh, they arrested a lot of them.
If they arrested everybody, you said they arrested the...
Whole bunch.
Anything else you say besides bunch?
No, I wouldn't.
What about push?
Push?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
When young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
Dancing.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school...
No.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school...
Start.
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she...
Playing hooky.
What if she's in college and she doesn't go to a class?
I think it's the same thing.
And you go to school to get...
A learner.
What else can you call that?
Educated.
And after high school, you could go on to...
College.
And after kindergarten?
Well, he goes to a regular school.
Which grade or class are you in?
Huh?
Which grade or class?
Do they
enter?
Uh-huh. First.
First?
Mm-hmm.
You call that what?
First grade.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they all sit at...
Desk.
And each child has his own...
Desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you could go to the...
Library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a...
Motel.
Or a...
Hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a...